makes my heart sing.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So, coming up tomorrow, you see, on the podcast version, they're just going to hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Like, that it spooked me, you know, listening to it. I was like,
well, we gotta stop singing?
Well, I do a lot of singing, too.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh. Doesn't sound quite as good with the real one behind.
You should listen to 530 Creed on the podcast version.
Oh, is that the same?
That just you. Oh, it's just you.
Goodness gracious. So coming up tomorrow, Jack Fritz not here today, but coming up tomorrow, Jack will be here, and it will be after Fritz to Camera 4. So the running is tomorrow. It happens 11:30 a.m. Glen Mills School. By the way, I grew up in Glen Mills. It's Delaware County. Now, the Delco people will debate whether it's true Delco. We could go through the levels of Delco. It is Delco. It's not Delco, but it's Delco. So 11:30 a.m., Glen Mills School, Fritz versus DeCamera. I would say, you know, the baseball was a longer sort of thing to go and watch. So was tennis. 400 meters, even with these slow guys, is going to be over in 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. So, you know, 3 minutes if they're slow. I would like to think that this is a lock for Jack. But when this whole thing started, I thought a lot of these things were a lock for Jack. I thought golf was a lock for Jack. Mm-hmm. And we knew it wasn't after the first hole, which, by the way, they tied. But you and I looked at each other and we were like, uh-oh. tennis, I did not think was a lock for Jack. I thought Jack took that too easy. Generally, I would look at the two. I would look at how Joe runs with his crotch first, that weird sort of... it runs like a giant is holding his shoulders back or something. It's the strangest form I've ever seen. And we know Jack has run an 8-minute mile, which is not easy to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, you know, world record speed, but it's not easy. I would like to think this is an easy win for Jack, but who knows?
Listen, it's a 400...
400 meters.
Yeah,
once around the lap.
Anything
once around
can
the,
happen.
Yes. Like Elliot said, he could trip.
Yep.
He could get a bad start. He could pull a hammy.
Pull a hammy.
You know, which is why he should have been training a little bit for this.
Hydrate. I hope he's... Let me text him and make sure he's hydrating.
Yes, hydrate.
With water.
With water. Rain. Now, it could be outside. It could be inside. I've been told Glen Mills School has an outside track that is 400 meters, has an inside track that is 200 meters. So, you know, I don't know. This is... It's really big because if Jack doesn't win this, like... You have the basketball, I guess, because we wanted it, but what a pathetic showing the basketball will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, because now Joe's not going to actually put forth,
well, because
he's
Jack,
not gonna put forth the effort
yeah,
in
because
basketball.
Jack, well, if Jack loses tomorrow, he loses. I never thought we'd be in this situation. I just didn't. I didn't think we'd be in this situation. I know he doesn't care anymore or whatever, but yeah. I care. And you care, right?
Yeah, definitely, of course I care.
Okay.
Kidding me? Reputation's online.
I'm 49 with an artificial hip, and I should be able to beat Joe DeCamera in a 400 meter race.
Yes,
I actually think I probably could.
I think you could.
Jack should win this tomorrow. So it is tomorrow 11:30. We will be on afterwards to talk about it, to give the rundown. Won't be the sort of analysis that you normally get because it's just once around the track. You know, I was trying to figure out a way to make it fair that one, you know, because if you're a little bit on the inside, you have a little bit of an advantage. I suggested to Rod, maybe they run in opposite directions. Might be funny. But so tomorrow, 11:30 at Glen Mills School. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG? He's becoming a problem. Jeff in Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff? Is this me or is it them? Jeff in Delaware.
Justin, are they there?
Yeah. Let's try one more. How about Brian in Virginia? You're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
There we go.
Hey, before I get to my Bryce, good, great point. I got an Eagles thing. I need some help.
Yeah.
You guys helped me out in the past with my ovation idea. Jack got that going. Spike, I sent you the audio of Wechter giving me credit for that in your email. Look for that thing and play it. Don't give the camera any credit for any of this stuff.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You sent it to my Odyssey email or my Gmail?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, the Odyssey one, yeah.
Okay, and it's you suggesting the standing ovation
for Trey Turner. Wechter has a clip of it, and he dates it and times it and says, this was the guy with the original call. Anyways.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you got to, I said, I don't want the camera getting any credit.
Wait. So just out of just for a moment here, were the camera and Richie reacting to your idea in that clip we heard, or no?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not positive on that.
All right. We'll have to do some more investigating. But anyway,
all
continue.
Right, next idea. This one will go on in infamy. So, obviously, Saquon's reverse hurdle. Nobody's ever seen anything like that. Played football, watched football our whole lives. Never seen anything like that. Rick Barry, boring logo of the NBA. How about we get the reverse hurdle in the center of the crest?
Well, Rick Barry is not the logo of the NBA. Jerry West is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I apologize. You're right. It is Jerry West. My bad.
Yeah. So you want the Saquon reverse hurdle to be what? In the middle of the football field?
Yeah. No, the middle of the NFL logo, the crest of the logo.
Oh.
Like you said, Rick Barry, his boring jumper is in the NBA.
Nope. But Jerry West.
Jerry West.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize again.
Know what? Saquon, the shield is pretty legendary. I don't think they're going to change the shield.
No.
But the Saquon reverse hurdle is almost like, I hope it doesn't get forgotten. Here's my thing, is that the 25 years ago, when we weren't inundated with highlights online constantly, mm-hmm. I think the big moments lasted longer because we weren't looking at the moment.
How long did the catch last? The catch lasted 25 years, Dwight Clark, in the back of the end
catch,
zone.
Or even the dunking from the free throw line, whether it's
immaculate
Dr. J.
Immaculate reception.
These things that happen now, it's almost like, I thought of it when I was watching the Phillies game the other day, and the center fielder for the Nationals made two outrageous plays. And we're so used to the plays they make now. But think about how long the Willie Mays catch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We might watch five catches like that a day in Major League Baseball.
A dozen now.
So I think the thing working against it is, I think if the Saquon reverse hurdle had happened in 1996, it would have had a run that is outrageous. In 2025, it's hard for any one play to have that sort of...
I got to tell you.
What?
Unless somebody else tries that, we had never seen that before. So I don't know if it's going to go anywhere, because you would have to see it frequently for it not to have the same impact on you.
You've watched, played football your entire... You've never seen anything
I've never seen that before.
That.
Yeah, I've never even seen anything close to that.
I think the way I think about it, though, is that it's not that that will be forgotten. It's that we're looking at so much all the time that we just don't think about one play.
We romanticize it the same way.
Yeah.
But this way, you never forget it. Put it in the middle of the logo.
They're not doing that.
Yeah, not doing that.
That's one thing.
I'm going to
tell you, one thing the NFL is big on... It's them, not us. In other words, you rarely see a player that signifies the NFL. It's normally the shield.
It's about the collective.
Yes.
I got you.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
Brian, did you have something on Bryce before we let you go?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you with the very good. With injuries, I just can't put him on that great. He's only broken 100 RBIs twice. And since he's been with the Phils, I think Schwarber's one of the Phils. Schwarber's got like 90 more bombs than him.
No, I don't think that's right.
Yeah,
that might be right. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That might be right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, since Schwarber's been here, Phillies home runs.
Totally, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Since they've been teammates, he's got 86 more home runs than him.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Brian, what's a great housewarming gift?
You know what? I got to stick with the furry theme and go with some his and her robes.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Thank you for the call. I've never used a robe. I've always wanted to be a robe guy.
Right.
I just don't know when to. Like, I'm not gonna walk around my house in a robe.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
I've tried it.
You tried being a robe guy?
I've tried being a robe guy because they get you a robe for Christmas.
Yes.
You got to wear it at least 1 year.
It's a nice robe.
Yeah, it's a nice robe. It's velvet. It feels good. It's not Versace like you see some of these people with Versace on.
Yep.
Although I wouldn't even want a Versace robe. Either way, I'm with you. I'm more of a shorts t-shirt guy around the house. I'm not really wearing a robe around the house.
Well, what do you put on under the robe? Like, is it just underwear, or do you have to put on something under the robe?
That's the thing. Me, I would have something on under the robe. I would have shorts on and a t-shirt on under the robe.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, and then at that point, you just want to wear shorts and a t-shirt except for the,
You know,
I love the idea of a robe.
You know, Tony Soprano, you've never seen The Sopranos.
I have not.
Famous for walking around in his robe with his T-shirt, his tank top on, and underwear. That's okay. How he went out to the mailbox
okay.
in the morning to pick up the mail.
You know what I think I might do? I might get a robe just to get the mail in it. So people around the neighborhood right. talk about
it. But he would walk out there without it tied up.
Oh, okay.
He would just walk out there with just showing himself out there. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, we don't need that.
He
may be the reason why most men don't wear robes
anymore.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. You can't get a robe at Dogs and Cats Rule, but truth be told, you don't need a robe for your dog or for your cat. What you do need is you want the right sort of stuff to feed your dog or your cat. And I know if you're like me, you've gone online, you Googled the heck out of stuff, and you still don't have an answer. The great thing about Dogs and Cats Rule is not only do they have the best stuff to feed your pets, your dogs, your cats, but they have the staff there to tell you what the right products for your specific pet is. And as I've said this a million times, your dog or your cat can't shop for themselves. It's up to you. And the dog and the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, they are patient, they are informed, and you're going to walk out of there not only with the right product, but feeling good about what you've got. That's what the lead dog, George Perrenny, has done with all 7 locations. As I mentioned, cutting edge with pet nutrition, but whether you need supplements, whether you need toys, whether you need treats, a collar, leash, whatever it is, Dogs and Cats Rule has it. 7 locations, as I said, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. DogsandCatsRule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. The thing with Bryce is, there is like this sensitivity about him every time. It really is just like a different standard and that we have for him than we have for the other stars in town. And I know the sport is different. I'm aware that baseball is not the same as football is, as basketball is. However, for me to say that I want him to be great in this series when the best pitcher on the team, debatably the best player on the team, and Zach Wheeler goes down, and they have a chance to put their division rivals away when everybody else has stepped up, like everybody else in this time has stepped up, I just don't think is crazy. And I think this sort of protection thing we do with Bryce is...
Which, by the way, I don't think we do... We do it with Jalen a little bit.
A little.
We do it with Jalen a little bit. It's starting to become more.
Yeah.
Especially since Super Bowl MVP.
Yes. But again, and I don't use this. He is Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, at least he has that.
He's Super
going
Bowl MVP.
For him. Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people, and Elliot does this with me, like sort of shuts down my argument and says, he was Super Bowl MVP. And there's not a lot you can say to somebody who was Super Bowl MVP, you know? Bryce. It is not World Series MVP. He's not NL. You know, like, he just, like, I just think that it's okay. I just want to tell you, the listener, it's okay to say that you expect the best from the greatest.
Yeah.
And that is what I expect from him in this series.
Yeah, so here's what I think. Maybe where the disconnect is there is that I think the perception is, and I think it's fair and it's legit. The effort is there from Bryce.
Sure.
In other words, he's not failing on purpose, right? Like he's putting forth the effort. He wants to come through. He's not running from the moment. It just doesn't happen all the time. And we've seen him have the moments in the past.
A while ago. Yes, I agree. Yeah. And
I'm just saying that's why you may not get the reaction to him that you would think you would want going into a series like this. I don't know if most fans come into this saying, well, I need Bryce to step up and do his part or carry us through this series.
I just think at this time, with that guy gone, it's just like, if not now, when? Mm-hmm. And I know we can look at the playoffs, but what I don't want to do is go through another playoffs where his stats look good and he comes up not big in a big moment, and we all just go back and look at the stats, because you know what that sounds like? It sounds like the way I talked about Embiid for years.
Sure.
Is that you could go through a playoff series and say that, okay, Joel failed in game 6 and game 7 against the Boston Celtics. But I go back and I go, but look at the stats. When he was on the court, they outscored the Celtics by this, and when he was off the court, and at the end of the day, those stats don't mean anything if you don't do it when it matters.
You do know he can go 3 for 4 and they still can lose.
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
100%. Absolutely. And I said that, look, they, you know, Christopher Sanchez tonight, lets 7 runs up. What are you going to do? But I do think, like, I want a series where he stands out. We've had series where Schwarber stands out.
I don't think that's unfair to ask.
You know, we have series where Trey stands out, where Schwarber, Trey, like, I want a series where Bryce stands out, and I want it to be this one.
Well, and we all have been waiting, whether we say it out loud or not. You know, I'd like to tell you, this is taking people behind the curtain. Spike is the guy who says what no one else is willing to say, right? When you're being critical of our stars in town. We've all watched this season with the Phillies, and we watched Bryce this season, whether it was due to injuries or the inconsistency been in the lineup and him trying to find his rhythm. We have not had a real Bryce run as a player. We've had the Schwarber run. We've had Kyle Tucker. Trey Turner run. We've
JT had his run.
JT has been on the run for 2.5 months now as the best hitting catcher in baseball. Bryce hasn't had a run.
And you know what he
hasn't had a run.
You get the, well, since the All-Star break, here are his stats. And I know, like, I get it, but everybody who's watched it.
We know it, yeah.
Knows how it feels different.
Yeah.
Everybody who's watched, if you watch every game of the Phillies, you know that there have been at-bats where you're like, ooh, Bryce could do something here. And it doesn't happen. Overall, numbers fine. Actually had what I thought was a pretty big single in one of the Nationals games. But overall, just that, oh my God, I can't believe he's on my team.
Yeah.
Moment. And we haven't had that run this year.
And you're asking for it now in this big series.
I think it's a huge series, too, by the way.
I'm with you.
Like,
you could bury the Mets this series.
Division be damned. How good would you feel? You walk out of Citi Field on Wednesday, and not only is it a 10-game lead on the division, but you've swept the Mets in Citi Field. And you could end them. And I don't mean,
I'm excited about tonight.
Yeah. I don't
Sanchez on the mound. Right?
Sanchez versus Kodai Senga, who's had a pretty good year and a guy, by the way, we should have hit last year. 215-592-94.
It's a deck night. A cigar and a deck night tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
There you go. Well, I don't have my TV on the deck, though. You got a deck TV?
No.
Oh, you do the iPad?
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Maybe I'll sit on the deck with the iPad.
There you go.
Get
the speaker out there with it, boom speaker.
No cigar, though. I'm not a cigar guy.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Big V in Mount Laurel. You're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Wow, we broke the fast. Hey, it's been some months, guys. How have you been?
What's up, Big V?
Yeah, where the hell you been at, Big V?
Oh, right. I've been calling and been holding for hours, and in fact, holding to the next show starts. So don't ask me where I've been.
Oh, jeez. All right. We got to get to it, or we got to?
Let's get to it. First, I'm in complete agreement with you. I mean, we hold a lot of stars accountable. When Jalen was actually doing well, there were still people who were holding him accountable for things that really didn't matter because he still won the game. Yet the pandering chief gets up there and everybody handles him with kid gloves. I appreciate when people step up and say, look, Bryce, you're not even living up to your freaking trading card right now, okay? Well, we love you. You're a great guy. We've got some great hopes for you, but it's about time that you start delivering on that. It's about time because, you know, I'm a business owner. When I pay employees a great deal of money, I want production. You get a lot of money, brother. Step up to it.
There you go.
Let's not go that far.
Yeah,
I'll just let him cook.
Yes.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, I'm going to tell you this.
Yes.
I'm a robe guy.
You sound like a robe guy, to be quite honest with you. Yeah.
Because when I was a newlywed, being a robe guy means that you wear nothing under it. Hello, new wife.
What a moment that was. Hello, new wife. What a weird thing to say.
I will say that's probably the last time that I wore a robe regularly.
What? Was it when you were on your honeymoon?
In my marriage before the kids were born and around,
I'm telling you, I'm ordering a robe right now, and I'm going to go get the mail tomorrow on the robe. So,
and don't forget your free blue chews, brother.
Look, man, I don't know that is a great idea. Big V, what's a great housewarming gift?
Well, someone already took robes, so I'd say, paying their mortgage for 6 months.
Well,
who the hell does that?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What?
Pay your mortgage for 6 months. You imagine that?
That's a housewarming gift?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, who does that?
If anyone wants, I just got a new house. If you want to pay the mortgage for 6 months.
Mortgage for 6 months. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, I believe Mets fans are sort of apoplectic about the team. They are unhappy. The noisiest Mets fan we know is the great Sal Licata, host of BT and Sal, middays at WFAN. So we'll talk to Sal about what is going on with the Mets, whether they have lost faith in King Cohen, as Sal Licata called Steve Cohen, their owner. Sal joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.